This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are drinking some Five Rabbit as we talk about Chicago Ale Fest, trips to the suburbs, and then dive into the events happening this weekend, including Oath Day at Solemn Oath. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, it's going to cork pop out, boom, and it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we're down here drinking some Five Rabbit.
Yeah, man. This is the La Protesta. That is Spanish for the protesta. All right, just so you know.
I think just protest, right? Not the protesta isn't an English word.
So I've never seen them in tall boys, man. So
yeah, so this is the cans I picked up when I took the long, long trek out there.
Yeah.
What was that, 2-3 weeks ago now?
Right on. So what, almost 5% golden ale from these boys. Oh, this is the Chinga Tupala. You know, this beer used to be called Fuck Your Mother.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they changed it to Fuck Your Hair.
Yes.
Man. They should have kept it. Fuck Your Mother. That's the blade. That's where you want. You want it to be that sharp.
Yeah. So now a beer that was called Fuck Your Mother and Fuck Your Hair is now protesting bullies, right?
Yeah, because the way I get it, this was the house beer at Trump Tower.
Right.
And then when he started ramping up with his foolishness, they not only pulled the beer, but then they started this campaign. Mm-hmm. So.
And so I believe a dollar of each sale of this beer goes to fundraiser or nonprofit. I believe that's what I read. It doesn't say that on the can, but yes.
Yeah, there's a passionate poem on the side. There's a big bleeding heart on the front. And it's the first time I've seen Fire Rabbit in Tall Boy 4-packs.
Mm-hmm. But except for the...
Right?
The Fuck Your Hair, right? That was in Tall Boys.
I never... Was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think same thing. Because they had to repackage all that beer that they pulled. Because otherwise they would have just dumped it out. They had to like...
Yeah, I guess you're right. Because I knew it was on draft. I guess I didn't... I missed that can.
Yeah. Yeah, I had the cans, I don't know, probably like 2 years ago now. It's a no-frills beer.
Yeah, it's golden ale. It's beer-flavored beer. It's pleasant.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. And sometimes this is what we need, because sometimes we get after it on this show. Like, we look up, and, you know, we're going back-to-back on double IPAs.
Well, we drank almost an entire bottle of Dark Lord last week.
And then that. Yeah. So this is a welcome change for us, you know.
But it's such more of a summer beer, and right now we dip down, it's a little cooler out, and especially this weekend, you're going to get into what you did. Like, we got cold again on those, like, 90-degree days.
Fuck your weather.
That's 5% golden ale is what you need, though, but... Yeah. I don't know. I want something bigger now, but still, I dig this beer.
Same.
Yeah. So, Five Rabbit, if you want to make that trek out there, they're out there in Bedford Park, not far from the soccer stadium where the Fire play. So
Toyota.
So you can do that. And yeah, they're around some places. Not on draft that many places that I've seen, but their cans and bottles make it a bit.
Yeah.
Cool. So, if you haven't listened to Chicago Beer Pass before, what we do here is exactly what we're hearing right now. We talk about drinking beer. We're going to dive into what we did this week, some things we got coming up this weekend, and some news. So, yeah, let's do it. This past week, we're talking about the weather changing. You went down by the water.
Butler Field.
Yeah.
What is that? The northernmost part of Grant Park, essentially, right? By Monroe Harbor.
Okay.
For the annual Chicago Ale Fest.
This was a 2-day festival.
Yeah, 2-day. I went on the Friday night.
Okay.
Yeah. So 54 degrees, like you said. Bourbon County, the anchor to this whole party was the Bourbon County variants.
Okay.
They tapped them every hour and they had all of them.
Man, you love this stuff.
Dude, man. And you know, the a lot of that on Northwoods, the some of the blueberry, it's kind of dialing back on that now. It's more of the almond cookie vibe. It's not as medicinal as it was. It's actually pretty pleasant. I enjoyed that. Yeah, but we always talk about it. It's the same thing every time, right? Oh, I'm just gonna try all the breweries that I don't know about, right? That's always a game plan. But this time I actually did it. So okay. I was very proud of myself.
What'd you get after?
Unity Vibration, man. They had a elderberry kombucha. They're up in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah. Lake Brothers up in Detroit, Michigan. They're from Chicago, but they brew up in Michigan. Hmm. They brought a lager. And then, you know, this New Realm Brewery, right? New Realm's in Atlanta. And come to find out, it's the brewmaster from Stone when he left and relocated to Georgia.
Oh.
This was the brewery he started. Yeah.
Okay.
So it was Mitch Steele, who was an AB guy before Stone.
Okay.
He tagged two other former AB executives, and they started a brewery in Georgia.
Damn. Oh, nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of them, man, they also, the Virginia brewery from Green Flash that went under, went up for bid, they won the bid for that.
Oh, so are they getting the space or just all the stuff, right?
The space and the stuff.
Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah. The bid, they say the bid was $4 million. That stuff's worth $4 billion.
Not million.
Not billion. Yeah, because that's a 50-barrel brew house out there, and then they got 15 fermenters, two big-ass fermenters out there. Yeah. So that was cool, man.
How was the beer?
Beer was solid.
Yeah.
You know, it was nice. I enjoyed they had like a whole table of ciders from all over. The one I didn't notice was Farrell Farms from Wisconsin.
Nice.
They were there. So yeah, I just spent a lot of the time just trying new stuff. Shout out to Twisted Hippo, man, because I saw them there.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. And
mention how we need to stop by there, or did that come up again?
Yeah, I came up. Yeah. And I was talking to them about their space because, you know, there's been some history in that space. You know, like I remember seeing Drew Fox cry in that space when he hit his Kickstarter mark, and the party was at that space when it was the Heinemann Bar Company.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, and then, of course, you know, it went through like two iterations of breweries. Oh, but yeah, they were saying that they're almost ready to go, man, because they bought the space. They didn't buy the space. They bought the equipment, and they're gonna lease the space because it was like one or the other, you know. So they're like, well, we're just gonna buy the stuff. So they're ready to go.
Nice.
They're just waiting on paperwork, it sounds like, and then they're gonna remodel a little bit, make it look a little different.
Cool.
Yeah. So it was nice getting caught up with them.
Did they have some beer?
Yeah, they had the beer that they ran out of, which was, I want to say, it was a mango saison. Last time I saw them was at Long Grove, and they ran out of that beer, so I got to try that.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. Tangle Root sponsored it. I didn't get to Tangle Roots, but that's another brewery I hadn't heard of.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've heard of that. I've seen that around. That's like a big name, right?
They sponsored it because all your lanyard was connected to a Tangle Roots like necklace.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So and then Dicka was there because if you sign up for VIP, you get like a, I don't know, photograph or autograph with Coach Dicka.
Okay. I saw the Hop Review guys did an interview with him or something because he has a beer right that he recently did or
really.
Yes.
No, this is all new to me.
I didn't read the interview. I only saw the tweet from the Hop Review of them doing this interview. So.
Yeah, I that makes sense. So yeah.
Check out that. Check out their Twitter feed. Maybe the article wasn't up or I was just lazy and didn't read it. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, Dick is another one with some weird political views, man. He got kicked off of Sunday Night Football.
Right.
Because, they told him not to talk about politics. He did it anyway. You know, just crazy old man.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah. Great party.
Cool.
Love this party. Yeah. And there's enough space. You know, in this kind of space, man, you know, it reminds you of, if you've ever been to Lollapalooza, you know, it reminds you of that Pepsi stage, you know, reminds you of like, you know, you taste the Chicago movies in the park is in the same field, you know, and then that skyline as a backdrop, especially at twilight, fucking killer. You know, you got the lake on one side with a bunch of trees. Directly in front of you is all these buildings. It's classic.
Oh, that's awesome.
I dug it.
Sounds pretty good. Yeah. I bet you would have wished that weather would have been better. Because if that would be the case, you know, if it would have been that 90-degree day out there.
Oh, whew. Dude. Yeah. It was a brisk 54 degrees.
But you drank. You warm yourself up.
You know? And, and then it's a Friday night party.
Nice. Okay.
You know, I mean,
so then you got all weekend.
You know? So
nice.
I enjoyed that.
Then anything else you made it to? I know you were talking about drinking more Bourbon County.
Yeah, man. You know my not so secret shame.
I think everyone who listens and watches knows your.
Yeah, Monk's Pub, man. Cheers to them. They had their 40th anniversary. 40-cent Schlitz for 40th anniversary.
Okay. Did you get on that?
I did not. But it was cool. Yeah. You know, it was
that
cool.
Doesn't sound like you either. You go high and low.
Had we gone to Monk's after the show like we do for our bar crawls, mm-hmm. and Monk's was one of the bar we went to, all over the 40-cent Schlitz,
okay.
All over it. But no, I passed on that. I went with the rye barrel aged coconut parabola.
Nice.
Yeah. Really pleasant. You don't really see them turn up the volume on flavors like that, like very forward with rye, and you know, coconut kind of played the background, but well done from those guys. Yeah, they had a Koval, this is Temperance, they had a Koval barrel aged Saison called mm-hmm. Birdsong. That was pretty good too. And then of course Prop was on, so I might have had a Prop, you know.
Might have drank some
more Prop for, you know. Yeah, man. And then I made a couple other stops, man. I went to Moody Tongue and Low Res. Made my first trip to Low Res.
Oh, nice. What did you think about that place?
I dug it, man. I got the Scotch Ale that I got that I was impressed by at whatever fest I was at.
Okay.
So I just stuck with that, man.
Did you eat there or did you just pop in for a beer?
No, they got food.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm thinking of Lulu.
No, not Lulu.
A Lulu.
No, I went to Low Res.
Low Res, yeah.
I went to Air Chicago, which is the Hyatt Centric downtown. They have a rooftop bar.
Okay.
And, you know, this is their summertime party. And, they have a partnership with Kuma's. So you can sit on the rooftop of this hotel and order fresh Kuma burgers off the grill.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, $10 a pop. That was cool.
Yeah, I think that was where you were getting tagged in a bunch of Instagram stories.
Man, it was so fun, man. And I love the girl. I think her name was Fashion Lingual.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, yeah, I'm chilling with Beer Pass.
Yeah,
and I was like, I love that, chilling with Beer Pass. That's cool, man.
That looked pretty nice, hanging out on the rooftop on the weekend.
Yeah, fun time. And then we saw those ladies. There's a group of them at the next day at Camp Dawson. And that is the summertime party from the Dawson. You ever been to the Dawson?
I have not been to the Dawson.
Yeah, it sits right on, you know, that the six corners of Milwaukee Halsted.
Mm-hmm.
That one. Yeah. Sneaky good patio situation there.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. There was a live band, and then they had this whole camp thing. So all their cocktails are coming in, like, you know, like we had a gimlet, but it came in this gigantic, like, Hendrix, like, thermos, right?
Yeah.
And then they had, like, this disco ball drink. And then they had, you know, these little pre-made, they call them bug juices. And there's just little pre-made cocktails that come in, like, these little soda bottles.
Oh, kind of like the Slippery Slope
Exactly like that. Okay. Yeah. So, they call it, just a grown-up camp theme for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you can go there and you can escape from everything in this little patio situation. So United is coming to
Dawson.
You.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's right across from what's that Irish bar?
Yeah, right by Richards.
Yeah, Richards. Yeah. Old Man Bar, and I don't know, it's like O'Malley's or something. I don't know, whatever
I'm picturing
classic Chicago, like, Irish corner bar kind of place that's been there forever. But yeah, Dawson. Okay. Yeah, they got great food too.
Yeah. The place was nice, man. I had been to the Dawson before, but it was for a rum event, and it was like the middle of the day, and it was upstairs in the building. Okay. So I'd never been to the patio. Yeah. Revolution Brewing had the whole patio decked out in Rev umbrellas, and they were Rosa is their feature product, so they got all kind of Rosa swag. Yeah. My sister hates that beer.
I tell you, it's not good. I don't know. There's a few people I've run into that do love that beer.
Yeah.
But I tell them they're wrong, and it's not good.
If you see Rosa and there's a cider, and you should probably just get the cider. Like if they got that rosé cider from Virtue,
yeah,
I'd get that over the Rosa. I just want. I don't know. What is it? It's a hibiscus ale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which often to me tastes like just bad wine.
Yes.
It tastes like you got like vending machine wine.
Great color, great name. Not the biggest fan of the way that beer tastes.
No.
And I try it all the time, and I'm like, you know what? Still the same. Still the same old Rosa.
But there are people that like it, that do dig it, and I'm like, man.
Maybe if I had it in a cocktail or something, I could appreciate it more.
But they push it hard. With, like, they have events like this. So there must be a lot of people that like it. There must be more people that like it than don't like
there's
it.
There's clearly an audience for Rosa. Because it keeps coming back, right? Like they would have scrapped it if nobody got it.
I know. I'm pushing hard for them to scrap it.
Yeah. Like I was reading from them, they have a wine barrel-aged version of bottom-up wit that they're tapping. And I'm like, man, that sounds bad. I'd rather have that. Than have Rosa. God, now we're just ragging on Rosa for 3 minutes.
That's fine.
You know.
She needs to know.
this is how we feel. This is our truth. Yeah. Overall, a good time, man. You know, it was fun to end the weekend with those two, outdoor events. You know, the one on the roof and then the one on the Dawson patio.
Yeah.
So if you're in the downtown area, there's really cool options for you to get into, you know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so.
On Saturday, I was out at visiting my mom and dad, and we ended up stopping at this place for dinner called Hardware.
Oh, really?
And they are also a brewery.
Hardware?
Hardware. The brewery is called, I believe it's called BGBP. Those were not the right initials.
Too many letters, man.
BBGB.
Where is this?
Out in North Aurora.
Okay.
So right if you get off, if you're taking like 290, 88, you get off at the Orchard exit there, and it's there. You may have seen the tap handles around. They look like the Takayo tap handles with the letters, with the alphabet letters.
Right.
So they have that too. And it spells out the BBGB.
What is BBGB?
That I'm not sure on. But Hardware at the place, which is also the brewery, they have a 7-barrel system. They have their own hop farm there. It's a 1.5 acres.
Wow.
A little hop farm they have. They grow microgreens there. They like grow all this food. They say like other places like use their green space for like pretty stuff like flowers and plants. And they're like, no, we grow food in all of our green space. So like if you're sitting out on the patio like we were, you can also see the hops are like tied up to go over the patio kind of thing. So when hop season, when it's like prime, it's just going to be like covered in hops.
Really? Had you ever heard of this place before you went?
We have drove by it a few times and I'm like, what is that place? Like, because it looks like a weird metal shack if you're driving by on the street, and it's kind of like, what is that, a restaurant? Like, is it a, I don't know, like winery kind of thing? You're just kind of like confused by it.
Mm-hmm.
So finally went there. I'd seen it pop up on Yelp many a times when I'm out that way, like looking for food, like where do we want to go for dinner? So just decided to go there. And I didn't know they were also a brewery. I had thought they maybe brewed their own beer.
Yeah.
But then we get there and they had like 12 different beers on, and I had little sample flight. They were okay. They weren't like anything I'm going to remember or seek out, but they were good. And it's awesome that they're using hops from their own hop farm.
That is cool. Yeah, I've never heard of these guys. And it's cool that there's another brewery in Aurora, because when you think Aurora, you Dos Bros, and that's really it, right?
Yeah.
So, and Aurora's a really big city to only have one brewery.
Yeah, it is pretty big. And it was packed, so lots of people, you know, there's a lot of people in the suburbs that are, like, wanting places that aren't the chain restaurants. And I think this fills that. It's a little more expensive. I know my mom was kind of like, it's not her type of place, but it's a place Maeve and I would go to a lot. Like charcuterie plates and, you know, tuna appetizers and things like that, where they're just like, what is this a little?
Stuff you kind of take for granted because you see it a lot.
Yeah, we just get it all the time. Yeah. It's like, I'll take that meat and cheese plate and, give you some beers and fancy cocktails.
And they're like, what's wrong with this place?
But she was interested. I think she said she was going to go back. They have whiskey flights they do.
Right on.
And she was down for that. But
I am also down for whiskey flights.
They have a huge whiskey selection, and they do whiskey flights. They give you a little info about them in their drink menu, just so you have some more education on it. And I think they like walk you through it and stuff too.
That sounds pretty cool.
So I will say the bathrooms, though, are super confusing there. If you go back to the bathrooms, they all have signs on them that say, like, janitor's closet, employees only.
Oh, they're like totally fucking with you. Like it's a door.
That it's a door.
You're not sure if you should go in.
Yeah. So then I come out of the bathroom and they're all like unisex bathrooms. And there's like a grandma and her mom or her grandma and her kid like there, or her granddaughter. And I see someone come out of the one that says janitor closet. And they're like, oh, we can go in there. And she's like, no, that says janitor closet. It was like confusing. Right. To them, I was confused when I went there. I just went in. I was like, there's a spot to go to the bathroom. I can lock the door. I'm going. Like,
right. Are you gonna... No more questions. Yeah. I'm in here.
I got to go. Better than out there.
Right.
So that was probably the only like downside there. And I don't know if they have like a little tap room only spot. I didn't like look around or explore. Mm. But yeah.
Hardware.
Nice little spot on like Orchard in North Aurora. Towards Randall Road, like that's where all the, like the shopping and all the stores are, kind of thing.
Okay.
So yeah, not too bad.
Right on.
That was the only thing I checked out though. But yeah. It was nice to hit up a new spot.
Yeah.
Anything else you made it to over the week?
No, I think that's all I did too, man. All
right. Well, before we get into the events this week, what about the best thing you drank?
Wow.
Was there a standout? Anything at the Chicago Ale Fest that stood out or like you liked?
Yeah, I really enjoyed the what the Twisted Hippo guys had.
Okay.
At that thing. And then also Koval Gin Barrel Saison from Temperance.
Temperance.
Yeah. That was pretty good too.
Okay. I think the best thing I drank, I picked up a 6-pack of Cigar City.
Really?
Cuz I was like, we always drink Chicago beer here unless we're doing some of the YouTube videos. So I try to sometimes vary and get non-Chicago stuff to have at home. Mm-hmm. And I picked up the Florida Cracker White Ale.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, that was great. I hadn't had a wit beer or a wheat beer in forever.
Right.
And it was like everything I wanted. It was like soft and bubbly and just like refreshing. It really hit the spot, and I was like, damn, maybe these beers are gonna be like the next, as people graduate from these New England IPAs, they're gonna be like, well, now go into these Belgian and these wit ales. They kind of have that same mouthfeel.
Yeah.
But they give you a little more variety in the like coriander and
the grains of paradise.
Yeah.
Sam Adams calls them.
So that was nice. That was probably my standout of the week.
Right on. Yeah. Yeah, man, it's fun to revisit the classic styles, man.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, this week, we got a couple events happening. What do you got on the calendar?
Let's see. Let's start with Thursday, man. Thursday, June 7th at the Village Tap. There's an event called Chug It Like a Lady. So this is the Crafty Women of Chicago are hosting this event. So this is a meet and greet, and you can meet women who work at 12 breweries and a couple cideries.
Okay.
Across Chicagoland. Yeah, so it's a meet and greet. There'll be raffles, there'll be rare beer giveaways, and more.
And more.
You can't have an event without...
Not more
brewing.
Just more stuff.
You know, these events are not official unless you have and more at them. Yeah, the Village Tap, man. That's I think one of the original Chicago tap takeovers I ever went to was at Village Tap.
Was that during a Chicago Craft Beer Week?
Yeah.
It might have been, yeah. It might have been, I think John Hall was there.
I saw him in the corner. I'm like, what are you drinking? He's like, zombie dust.
Yeah. That was probably the first year it came out,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, it was.
Nice.
Yeah, that's always a fun place.
Yeah, so yeah. Thursday.
That's actually not far from here, right?
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Yeah.
So Thursday, Village Tap.
Mm-hmm.
Then
from 6 to 9, Chug It Like a Lady.
Nice. Then what about Friday?
Friday, man. Out in beautiful Plainfield, Illinois is Workforce's 4th anniversary, man.
But yeah. The like one anniversary of this locate the tap room.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
4th anniversary of the company. One.
But it's got to be like the one anniversary of that because I just went to that.
You just went there? This is a 2-day event. They got 3 acts and 2 food trucks.
Damn.
They're sneaky good, man. They clean up at World Beer Cup. They clean up at FOBAB.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah.
Also out that way, then this weekend is Oath Day.
Oh, yeah, right in on Naperville.
Yeah, the 6th Solemn Oath Day.
Have you ever been to an Oath Day?
On accident one time.
I happened to be there, and it happened to be Oath Day.
That's kind of how it worked out. I had remembered like seeing stuff about it, and then we just rolled up there and like, oh yeah, that's happening.
Yeah. That's like their annual summer festival, basically.
Right. Yeah, and they're gonna release. I believe I saw on Twitter today or Instagram that there's gonna have 6 new variants they're going to be canning for the first time, and they'll showcase there.
Yeah.
It's a seems like a great event. For everything I've seen people talk about, and 6 years of it is pretty awesome.
Yeah, I know that when we were at Good Libations like a couple weeks ago, I saw the brewmaster from Tribes Ale House, who used to be a rev.
David.
He was like, no, David. David left and went to Salomo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, huh.
Yeah, he's been there for a little bit now.
Oh, wow. I'm like, dude, so much for me being Mr. Current Affairs. I'm like, I didn't know you.
I was talking to them at that Salmo event I went to at Bangers and Lace last week. So they were, John and David was there. So we were talking for a while. David was a brewer at Haymarket.
Started at Haymarket, I think, yeah.
Or might not start it there, but that's where I...
That's where I met him.
Yeah. So, check out Oat Day. I don't have all the details on it, but it is this weekend. Mm-hmm. It's like an all-day event, I believe, on Saturday. I think it's just one day, but Saturday for sure.
Right on. Right on.
Cool. So that's all we got for this weekend?
That's all we got for a slow week, man.
I bet there's 1.5 million things happening that we're not even up on.
We're just going to see all of, we'll see about it this weekend. We're like, oh, man. Wish I'd have known that on Tuesday.
Cool. All right. Then before we get out of here, what about a little news? What's been happening?
Let's talk about it, man. Dusex and Hopewell are getting together for a beer called the Saison Royale. Yeah, so this is our collaboration beer. It's a food-friendly option. It's a saison and cider blend. Okay. So then they barrel-aged it and then bottle-conditioned it. So there's a few duck items at Hopewell, like the duck-like confit. This is meant to pair with a couple of their duck options.
Oh, well, the duck option's at Dusex, not Hopewell.
Oh, did I say Hopewell?
Yeah, I was like, sorry. Hopewell doesn't have food, but they've done those beer dinners.
They do the pop-up dinners where they have somebody come out. No, this is to complement items on Dusex menu.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said that all wrong. Yeah, the Saison Royale. The Saison cider hybrids, I'm kind of curious about that. A barrel-aged Saison cider hybrid. So,
okay.
Yeah, and then they bottle condition it, so it's going to have a...
That sounds good.
It's going to be nice, yeah. So they announced that. That's going to be available at both locations, presumably. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Dark Matter, man. Dark Matter announced Dietz on their block party.
Oh, man, that event.
Dude.
It was ridiculous.
It's good. It's a good time, man. Yeah, this is Dark Matter's block party is going to be July 6th and 7th. It's two days this year.
Whoa, first year, 2 days.
Right. Last year, their 10th anniversary, man, drew 7,000 people and raised $31,000 for Hope for the Day.
Okay.
Which is like all about like depression. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So good for them, man. And also, speaking of Dark Matter, they have a collab with Kuma's and Spiteful.
Okay.
So it's Kuma's West Loop's 1 year anniversary. So they made a coffee blend for this coffee brown ale that Spiteful's producing.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's too loud, you're too old is the name of it. And I don't know if you remember Alexi from the, he was from the Local Option crew. Now he kind of broke off and he's doing his own thing. He's like huge into like those Norwegian like metal festivals, right? This was actually he's producing this whole collaboration. He got all the pieces together.
I feel like this beer has been made before, right?
It has.
I don't know. It's a common saying. So yeah. Maybe I'm just thinking it's been done before.
Yeah. So coffee brown ale for Kuma's West Loop 1 year anniversary, featuring Dark Matter Coffee.
And then speaking of Spiteful, this is very Chicago-focused news, but that Claudia, who used to be the head brewer at Temperance, who was at Goose Island previous to that, moved over to Pipeworks as a quality control. She's now working at Spiteful.
Yeah, she's now the latest addition to the Spiteful staff. So when she was at Temperance, their Gatecrasher English IPA took home medals twice at Great American Beer Fest. Like the first 2 years came out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... She's now with the Spiteful crew.
Yeah, not sure if she's brewing there or what her role is, but yeah, we'll have to see what happens.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. We've had her on the show. We actually went up to Temperance for that show. Yeah. That was our first show on the road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so cheers to her. Yeah, and finally in news, man, Burger Antics is, they have a beer dinner with Imperial Oak. Imperial Oak's out in Willowbrook, and Burger Antics is like even further than that. like mm-hmm. out in like the West Burbs, like deep West Burbs. This is June 20th.
Okay.
Yeah. Five courses. I brought it up because we know the Burgerantis guys, and we never get out to wherever their location is. I want to say it's like in Brookfield or something.
Right. That's not the place with the murals, right? That's the other burger place in like Plainfield.
Oh, no. You're thinking of Crusade Burger
Crusade
Bar.
Crusade Burger. Okay.
No, this is the other spot. Okay. Yeah, that I always hear good things about, but I never make it out there.
Yeah.
I do like Imperial Oak a lot. That's the crew behind Brixie's that started mm-hmm. a brewery. I brought this up because their pairings at the Brewpub Shootout, the Burger Antics Imperial Oak pairings,
yeah.
They took third at Brewpub okay. Shootout this year. So, yeah, if you want to go five courses deep with them, learn about their crew, Imperial Oak is a really cool venue.
Man, I don't know if I do five courses of burger.
Yeah, I was looking at it, and one of them's like it's not five straight. It's not five straight.
Five
burgers.
Different burgers.
It's not five different burgers. Yeah, there's a couple options. There's a dessert option, and then there's like I want to say like one of them is like either chicken or seafood.
Okay.
Yeah. Then the other ones are burgers. Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So. Cool. But yeah, man, that's it for news.
Nice, and then that's gonna be it for this week's episode.
Look at us, man. Finally getting back to our old stopping time.
I know. Hitting that 30-minute mark. I know a lot of people kind of like that. Good commute time. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we ramble on and we get drunk.
Yeah. Both of those.
But so, Nick, where can people follow you? Get in touch when we're not here recording.
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter, at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter, at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter, at Chicago Beer Pass. Instagram, we're typically posting a lot there. I know we didn't seem to post as much this week, but we didn't make it to as much. We had to recover a little bit. But check us out there, always trying to throw up some good photos, new places we check out as well. And then website chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there, links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well. And we'll be back next week with another episode. Take care.
Cheers.